Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Srilakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. They were on their ride to the west. They were really exhausted and wanted to sleep. But then the story of Thalia was discussed. The satyr who was meant to protect Thalia was Grover. And since he had failed in that duty, his license for searching Pan would be taken away from him. But Annabeth and Percy tries to encourage him by telling him that he's the bravest satyr they have ever seen, and that was not lies. So Grover goes to sleep peacefully. Then Percy looks at Annabeth. She was playing with a ring in her necklace. Usually, half-bloods at Camp Half-Blood were given a clay-bleached bead to remember the summer's activities. And along with her rings, Percy found a college ring. And when he asked to whom did it belong to, Annabeth wouldn't tell at first. But then she opens up. She tells that the ring belongs to her father. 2 summers ago, Annabeth's dad sent the ring and asked her to come home since he really missed her. She went home, but her stepmother was still the same. She wouldn't let her kids come close to Annabeth. And that winter she went for Camp Half-Blood and promised to herself that she would never return. Then Percy tells Annabeth that she should never give up on her own dad. Annabeth was in no mood to hear this, so she slept. Then Percy sees a very strange dream, and he woke up. By that time, the truck has stopped at Las Vegas, and the drivers were coming to check on the animals. Percy and Grover hid in the back of the turnips, and Annabeth put on her invisibility cap. Then he hears a voice inside his head, and then he realizes that the zebra was talking to him. He wondered why could the zebra talk to him. Then he remembered that his dad created horses and zebras were a bit related to horses, and that is the reason why the zebra could talk to Percy. It was begging Percy to let him out of his cage. All Percy has to do was cut him free and he could go there anywhere he wanted safely. Annabeth, Percy and Grover tries very hard and frees the animals. And before they left, Grover placed a blessing on the animals. The blessing ensured that they will find food, water, and free from predators until they were into the wilderness. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.